We're back. Hello, it's me, Dave Morgan, Morgan's Meltdown Podcast. And yes, that was Poison. You can look, but you can't touch. And I'll explain the whole Poison thing a little bit later. But first things first, well, last episode of this podcast I put it on YouTube like I told people I was going to do. And the episode I did got blocked from YouTube because I put too much music in it. So the podcast is no longer going to be on YouTube because I figured, what do I do? Do I just keep the podcast without music and just have it just me talking? No, I need bits and pieces to break it up so you don't get sick of the sound of my voice, because I get sick of the sound of my voice. I can imagine you lot do too. So I figured, you know what? What do I do? I tried the YouTube thing. It didn't work because all the previous episodes are now up on YouTube and not one of them has been listened to on YouTube. So in that case, YouTube, I'll stick to videos. Here, I'll just stick to podcasting. Let's keep our worlds separate, sort of like when the work wife and the girlfriend meet. It's never a good idea. So let's just keep the world separate. Video can stay over there. Podcast will be over there. I can do what I want with the podcast over there and not get YouTube into trouble. And with videos, I know the limitations, what you can do with that. Not that people are fucking watching that shit either. I mean, last weekend, I did a video where I put, what was it, Fireball whiskey in an aroma diffuser, one of those fucking essential oil diffuser type things, to experiment. And I thought that was actually one of my better videos. And I don't often say that about my videos because I just think, it's just a bit of fun. But this one I actually thought was a bit of fun and actually quite good. It had 32 watches. I didn't even put it on the Morgan's Meltdown page. I put it on my actual public page so everyone can see it. And still, everyone's just sort of, whatever. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It was a good experiment. It was a failed social experiment. But you know what? These things happen to the best of us. And, can't get too hard up on it. I can't force people to watch shit. So I guess I'll just move on and continue banging my head against the proverbial brick wall. So it's sort of like talking to my son. So the whole Poison thing, let's talk about that for a second. Now, I'm in the middle of doing a medication course for work, so I can administer medication to the residents. And, it's something I was already doing when I was at Mercy, but they need a course for this place, so, not a problem, put my hand up, easy. And the teacher goes to us, okay, next week or next lesson, everyone bring some music, and we're all going to, do stretches or something halfway through the day, and we're going to listen to different people's music, and we're going to look at them and go, would we have guessed this is the sort of music they listen to? So I was going through Spotify and thinking, what could I go? I could go death metal, I could go punk, I could do all these different things. And Poison came on Spotify because it just randomly goes through shit. And back in the day, don't get me wrong, I actually didn't mind Poison. Open up and say, it was a pretty cool album back in the day. This is back when I was listening to Bon Jovi and AC/DC and Skid Row and Iron Maiden. This is like late 80s I'm talking. I was in primary school. Shit, I remember that. So, I was listening to Poison and I thought, you know what, that was actually all right. So on the drive home from Phillip Island today, I decided I'm just going to listen to some different not boy bands, fucking hair metal bands. So Poison, Skid Row, Motley Crue, all this sort of stuff. And I thought, Poison actually weren't that bad. Not that I'm going to put them on high rotation now, but just for something different, it's not bad to go back and listen to. Now, I don't know when the next time I'm going to listen to them is, but for today, it was pretty fucking cool. So to relive my youth, I'm going to be putting a bit of poison throughout the podcast because, well, fuck it, it's not going on YouTube. So I can. Well, I just remembered it's Easter. Actually, as I record this, it is the evening of Sunday, Easter Sunday. So what's that make it, like the 31st of March or something or other, I believe? Oh, fuck, I think daylight saving starts today too for us people down south in Melbourne and probably other states, but I don't know. And let me tell you about my weekend. So Friday I had off. It was Good Friday, and I had Josh till 4 o'clock, so he and I hung out, went to a park, just sort of hung out. We had Kane from the night before, so that was cool too, so I had my boys here, and we had a pretty chill day. It was just nice and relaxing. It was pretty cool. Just fuck all to do. No shops are open, so, yeah, as I said, park, video games, Lego, whatever we wanted to do. It was pretty cool. Took Kane, and, yeah, after that, like, I dropped him off. And I saw the traffic report to go down the aisle. And it's like, yeah, no. I think I'll wait a while. So I think I left here about 5:30 Friday afternoon. Yeah, I think it was 5:30. Got down there about 7:30. But down at Caldermead, it's around about the halfway point between here and Phillip Island. There's a servo, there's a Daniel's Donuts, there's a Macca's, there's everything. So I stopped off at Macca's because, well, I was a bit hungry. So I go through the drive-through at Macca's, pull up to the window. Yep, cool. Order my food, go in, or go to the next window. The car in front of you is paid for you. What? What do you mean? Oh, yeah, they paid for your food. I'm like, holy shit, I've often read about this or heard about this but never actually believed it because I thought, really, who does that? Well, obviously, this shit happened. So I got my fillet of fish, my cheeseburger, and my large fries paid for. So thank you to that person in the real estate car that was in front of me. So I did the right thing, and I paid for the person behind me. And I think they only got a couple of coffees. It wasn't that much. But look, I figured, you know what? Someone did it for me. I'm going to do it for someone else. And normally I'd say it doesn't really count if you got a broadcast of it. Because it happened to me, I thought, you know what? No one could fucking believe this shit. But, yeah, so I hope the people behind me enjoyed whatever the fuck they had. And, yeah, so that was a good start to the Friday. Got down to Phillip Island probably about 7:30-ish. And, yeah, even though there was nothing open, you could tell it was fucking busy. There were people everywhere. And so, yeah, just chilled, kicked back, talked to Elise for a bit before going to bed. And, yeah, after that, like Saturday, we didn't do too much. I went to the market on the foreshore, went to Main Street because I just wanted to embrace the chaos of that many goddamn fucking tourists at Phillip Island. And no wonder the locals stock up and then hide for the fucking weekends that they come down. Jesus Christ, it was manic. It was out of control. But I went and saw my mates at the Mod Eisley Cantina, which is a Star Wars sort of themed cafe in Main Street Cowes, just up a little bit from Coles. So if you ever get the chance to go there, please pop in and see Rob and the crew at Mod Eisley. They are fucking fantastic. The coffee's great and they serve beer. And Rob keeps giving me whiskey every time I go there and he keeps trying to get me fucked up, I'm sure of it. But that's pretty cool too. And, yeah, so it was a pretty chill weekend, pretty relaxed. Come home now. And, yeah, look, I'd love to say it was a good Easter, but it was just more of a nothing. It was like, eh. I didn't have Josh, went down the island like normal. Seriously, it was just the same as any other fucking day for me. And I'm back to work tomorrow, even though it's Easter Monday, but I will collect that money, so thank you very much. And, yeah, it's just like, it's nothing major. I'm not religious, and I'm sorry if any of you fuckers are, but I'm not, and Easter to me is just, the Easter Bunny banged a fucking chicken and we get chocolate eggs, big fucking deal. So because we've already gone long, it's already at 9.5 minutes or just over, I'm not going to put a song. Well, I am, but I'm not going to put a song on the end. Happy Easter, everybody. And I found this little gem on there. This is when CC DeVille got booted from Poison for being just a complete fuckwit. And yeah, they brought in a guy that just did not fucking fit the image. He was such a better guitarist than CC DeVille, Richie Coatson. And, yeah, his style did not suit Poison. It was good to see, but, geez, and it's changed their music a little, but they went back to CC because, well, they're fucking idiots. So, yeah, this is what I found on one of the albums, Richie's acoustic thing. So enjoy, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.